Hello, nice to meet you in person. My name is Elif Tepebaşı. I'm the energy healer, and I help people tap into their unconscious and go to their dark places where they have forgotten their soul fragments and integrate it and let the miseries and sufferings of the past to integrate, make peace, and then let go. Thank you very much for downloading my infographic about how to identify your triggers and then identifying what needs to heal inside of you. I will take you through a meditation where healing is going to take place. I'm opening a healing space for the people, for you, who is listening to this audio. This is a sacred, special healing frequency that I'm opening for this specific infographic offer that I have within the Advent calendar. This space will stay open until the 24th of December. You can go into the space to this meditation as much as you can until the 24th of December. Now, I would like you to just find a comfortable space for you. Be really, really, really comfortable with your clothing, with your body, with your posture, with the seat that you're sitting. If you're not comfortable, make sure you move into a comfortable position. And now, I want you to close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. Inhale from the nose. Exhale from the mouth. Inhale from the nose. Exhale from the mouth. As you continue inhaling and exhaling, I want you to think about the emotion and the incident that you have identified doing this exercise. Either you were journaling, or you were talking out loud, or you were drawing your emotion. After you analyzed your experience, you found out the emotion and the linked experience. I want you to tap into that emotion right now. Put your hand on your heart. It doesn't matter if it is left hand or right hand. Whatever hand you feel called to, place it on your heart and feel that emotion and incident. Inhale from the nose and exhale from the mouth. Take a couple of deep breaths. And now, I want you to imagine that there is a bright light on top of your head. And that bright light will enter your body from your crown, top of your head, and scan your body. until your feet. So just allow that light to travel within your body, starting from the top of your head, your forehead, your nose, eyes, jaws, mouth, chin, throat, shoulders, your chest, your breasts, your stomach, your abdomen, your hips, your buttock, your upper leg, lower leg, your feet, toes, and don't forget also to go up and from the shoulder. Let that light scan your upper arm, lower arm, fingers. You are full of light. You're scanned by the love of light. And now, I want you to imagine that light on top of your head again. And this time, I want you to imagine that together with that light, we are going to time travel. So I want you to imagine yourself flying up in the sky from the room that you're sitting. You're just going out of the window, going up, 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 up in the sky, where the world becomes like a very, very, very small round point, and you're up, top, outside the earth, on the universe, where there is no gravity, there is no time, there is no space, where it is everything and nothing. It's no noise. You just feel the love, the emptiness, the void, and the fullness. And now, I want you to ask your subconscious to take you to the time where an incident linked to this emotion which triggered you first started, and where you had to shut yourself up, and where everything started bubbling from. Your subconscious knows. Just trust your subconscious. And now, together with your subconscious, let's travel to the earth again. Together with that light, go down, 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 to the year, to the day, to the month, to the location where you were living back then. Now, I want you to find a door to the location that you are living in, and I want you to ring the door and wait for the door to open. And when the door opens, if the door is opened by someone else than you, ask that person that you are coming from the future, and ask them to invite your child version. You came to see your child from the future. Or if you have opened the door, just tell your little version that you're traveling from the future, from December 2021, to come and visit you. And tell that little child that you have heard some invitation from her to come and visit her lately. You felt like she was very frustrated. She's not heard, she's not seen. And apologize from her that you didn't hear her before. And instead of hearing her, you told her to shut up, apologize, and give her a hug. And now tell her that you have all the time to hear what's going on. Ask her how she is doing. Is she treated right? Is she happy? Can she talk freely? If she can't and if she's scared, tell her that you're safe now. There is only you and her, and you are a grown-up, and now you have the authority to protect her. If she is scared, tell her that she is safe to express her fear, and you will be there with her. And in case any help is needed, you are going to provide the help. Just be patient with her and let her speak. Tell her that it's okay to express if she's angry, all her anger. It's okay to swear. It's okay to go wild. It's okay to throw a temper tantrum. Just ask her to express herself however she wants. All is welcome. And now, I want you to ask her to invite three people that she is very angry and furious with, where she feels like she is mistreated, maybe she is bullied, maybe she was treated in a violent manner. Violence doesn't have to be physical. Maybe she was silenced. Ask her to give you three names and invite one by one those people who mistreated her. Invite the first person and just tell her that you're going to make an adult talk with them, and she will just stay and listen to you and them talking. Take a deep breath. Now the first person came and asked the first person to sit on a chair and tell that first person, you have heard that this girl has been mistreated by you, and you tell her that you understand that they may be impatient, they may not know how to treat a young girl. But now, you from the future has come, and you will take care of that girl, and you know better. And tell that person on the chair that you are going to give instructions to them so that they will learn how to treat a young girl. Tell them that they will never ever mistreat this little girl again. If they do so, you will come from the future and you will do the same mistreatment to them. If you want, you can imagine yourself looking deep into their eyes, making the point. Be very firm and tell them that they are not going to mistreat this girl anymore. And ask that person to apologize from the little girl. Once the apology is done, tell that person that they can go now and tell them that this was a warning. Next time when you come, you will not be as nice as this if they continue the mistreatment. Now turn back to the little girl and ask how she's doing. And now invite the next person and ask them to sit on the chair. Now that you understood how you are going to do the talk, please be creative and do the talk with the person sitting on the chair. Take a couple of deep breaths. And now you can tell the person on the chair to go and then ask the little girl how she's doing. And now I want you to invite the third person and do the talk. And once the talk is finished, ask the little girl. Now you know the process. And now thank the person on the chair and ask them to go. And now turn to the little girl and ask how she's doing. Tell her that if you hear her again, you will always, always come and visit her. Promise her that you will be always with her from now on. Apologize once again that you didn't hear her voice before and you tried to suppress her and you didn't let her dark emotions to be expressed through you. Tell her that all the emotions are there for us to feel. It's not there, they're just a message from our soul that our body is responding to the external circumstances. Our only task is to understand those emotions rather than suppressing them. And we are here to feel all the negative emotions as well. You will help her to understand her emotions. Embrace all the emotions, express all the emotions. You're going to find a way and you're going to teach that little girl how to tackle with her emotions. You are going to parent her now. She doesn't need anyone else, and you don't care about how she was trained to do with her emotions. From now on, she's free, and through different methods, you're just going to teach her how to process her emotions and how to heal the wounds of the past. You will do this together. Give her a hug. And now, tell her goodbye. You will come again. And she can come anytime she wants to visit you. And now I want you to imagine yourself to fly up, 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 up in the sky with that bright light. Go up in the sky where the earth is just like a small point. And tell your subconscious to come to 2021 December, where everything has started in this meditation. Find your country, city, house, fly down, 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 down. Come to the room. Feel your feet, feel your body, feel the chair or wherever you're sitting. Feel it. Feel your fingers, feel your toes, feel your bottom, feel your back. Take a couple of deep breaths. Inhale from the nose, exhale from the mouth. When you're ready, open your eyes and name the three things that you see in front of you, so that we make sure you're fully back. Thank you very much for taking this journey with me to your subconscious, where all the treasures lie. Please do this meditation as much as you like. And in case you would like to learn more about my healing practice, you can email me from Elif, my name, dot Tepebasi, my last name, at phoenixconsult.co.uk. Thank you very much, and from my heart to yours, lots of love and healing. I hope that your heart finds the peace and the love she is.